Greetings from Jerusalem, where the event described in chapter 2 of Acts occurred some 2,000 years ago. The book of Acts tells that the apostles and others gathered to celebrate Pentecost, or Shavuot, weeks, a core Jewish holiday occurring 7 weeks after the Passover. By the first century of the Common Era, this feast, originally with primarily agricultural meaning, became associated with the gift of the Torah at Mount Sinai. In rabbinic tradition, the Sinai revelation was portrayed as delivered in a number of languages to be potentially comprehensible for various peoples, and as accompanied by heavenly fire. The event described in Acts seems to be in dialogue with those broader Jewish ideas. The most fascinating link to Sinai is, however, the gift of the Spirit. In the Pentateuch, Moses was endowed with the spirit of prophecy, and a modicum of that spirit was also granted to some other leaders of the people. But it remained also so in the times of biblical prophets, the privilege of a limited number of chosen individuals. Yet the hope was expressed by Moses himself, as well as by later prophets, that in the end of days all will receive the Spirit. In the times of the earliest Christianity, the idea that the days of redemption would witness the outpouring of the Spirit seems to have been widely spread among the Jews. This is reflected both in the Qumranic rule of the community and in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the reception of the Holy Spirit directly precedes general resurrection of the redemption scenario. Thus, the book of Acts embraces those Jewish ideas of broader circulation, but differs from them in its belief that this new era has already started, with a new revelation, if you wish, a new Sinai, proclaiming with the power of Spirit Jesus' resurrection and Messiahship. Another motif reflecting Jewish perceptions of the end of days redemption, featuring here in the book of Acts, is the ingathering of exiles. In its fascinating modification, however, the pilgrims are to go back and bring the Jesus-centered message to all the diasporas. The Pentecost ingathering includes Jews only and converts to Judaism. The presence of converts, or maybe more exactly non-Jews who were attracted to Judaism, is important here. Further on in the book of Acts, we will read about such people attending Sabbath services in the diaspora synagogues, where they encountered Paul's preaching and became Jesus' followers. In biblical tradition, two main functions are attributed to the end of days gift of the Holy Spirit. In Joel, quoted in the Pentecost episode in Acts, it is the restoration of prophecy, the outburst of which will be given to the whole community. In Ezekiel, it is the Spirit as cleansing people's hearts and thus enabling them to righteously follow God's will. The second idea features prominently elsewhere in the book of Acts, so the book aspires to combine them both, as distinguishing the life of Jesus' followers. Similar combination appears in the Qumranic rule of the community, which I have already mentioned, but the contents of the end of days prophecy is different there. Aware of the postponement of the final redemption, Paul in his epistles would gradually shift the emphasis from prophetic and or ecstatic phenomena, like in Joel, to Ezekiel's cleansing effect of the Spirit that finally grants the ability to truly love God and fulfill his great commandment from Leviticus 19 of loving your neighbor as yourself.